this is nothing. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song that played there was one called Pan from the band Link off of their album Remembering the Fireballs Part 8. Before that, Sean One Day, Herpes the Next by Hats Off Gentlemen off of their album We Broke Ribs. And then before that, first of the hour was Welcome to Tonight, Freak Show, Mother Effer, 9/11/10/green/7 by Grady Styles off of their album Missing Now, named for the glitchy Pokemon. And I guess that triplet is one that I'm pretty happy with, because a recurring theme in a number of my recent episodes has been trying to find other pieces of music that fit alongside the rather unique sound of the band Link. And I think I found that in Hats Off Gentlemen and Grady Styles, whom I've both been listening to a decent amount recently. And they've also appeared on recent episodes, probably next to Link. So maybe I already found this combination before, and now I've just forgotten, and I'm excited to have happened across it again. That's actually pretty likely, now that I think about it. Anyway, happy with that, but the thing that it led to was, I guess, sort of nostalgia. I guess this specifically had to do with the Grady Styles track, because this is one that I listened to a lot, I guess, approximately a year ago, year and a half ago, January of 2022, I think, and it was in realizing that I hadn't played the song on the show before, so I'd been listening to some other Grady Styles tracks recently and played them on the show. But this one in particular that I had fallen in love with for a period never made an appearance, which somewhat surprised me. And it also made me reflect on specifically the time period in which I was listening to that song, maybe what appealed to me about it for whatever reason in that time. And that kind of led me to this nostalgia-driven playlist that I've got here, where I've picked a lot of songs that I guess songs from albums that have a very specific period associated with them for me, like periods where I listened to this album a lot and then kind of dropped it afterwards. Not always the case. There are some albums that I'll play songs from tonight that I've listened to a lot after that or have become genuine favorites of mine. But anyway, I picked songs from albums that sort of painted certain periods for me, certain seasons, certain months, weeks, whatever. And I guess I'm just going to be rambling about personal anecdotes this hour, if that's, hopefully, I know it'll be amusing for me, and hopefully it's not too annoying for anyone who happens to be listening. Anyway, coming up next is a song called Small of My Back by No Knife. We'll be right back.
down stroking, never mind. Give this stroke down half your time. Give this loser half control. Down stroke, it gives no soul. Judge my true intention. I gave up the fight. I'll only leave you behind. Loser core, it's what I've waited for. Loser core, it's what I've
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was one called Loser Core, from the band, or artist rather, Centrado, off of the Loser Core EP. Before that was Red Sparkle Rogers by Smallmouth, off of their album All Ports and Frequencies. And before that, Small of My Back by No Knife off of their album Drunk on the Moon. And I suppose it's the Small Mouth track that fits into the whole personal anecdote thing for me that I mentioned before. For me, it wasn't actually that track, but rather the album itself that I guess sort of painted a certain period for me. It was specifically when I was starting my master's in fall of 2020. When I got into that album, and it was specifically the opening track on it. It's got this really ominous sounding opener called Good Morning, Your Highness, or something like that. And it's, I don't know, just almost menacing sounding, but then it has like this clip of like birds chirping. So I don't know, I always thought it was really cool. And I actually used it as like background music for a promo I did for my show for CFRC. So yeah, I like that track a lot, and that album itself was always sort of interesting to me. It was never one that I managed to really get into, mostly because it tends to vary a lot over the course of the album. I mean, it's almost like they took the whole post-hardcore play with highs and lows, louds and softs, and did it over the span of like an entire album. I wouldn't say it's perfectly executed or anything, but it is interesting to me. I feel like Pecola, also another Toronto math rock band, kind of fits into a similar vein of this sort of spazzy music that you're never really sure where it's going. And I have a similar gripe, maybe, about the No Knife track. It starts off with this really ominous, menacing beginning, and then as soon as the vocals kick in, the tone shifts somewhat. And I remember really loving that album when I first heard it, but somehow it never managed to stick with me. But I'm not sure why. Maybe I'll have to give it another listen. Anyway, coming up next is the band Pretend, followed by Sweet Trip.